with the Machzor itself regarding the part of the Machzor that is so much central to the essence of Rosh Hashanah, the three long brachas that we have in the Musaf Shmon Esrei, Amalchiyot, Zechonos, and Shofros. So we mentioned yesterday that even though these are three major brachas, three major themes, it's not that we add three new brachas to Shmon Esrei, making it 10 brachas, but rather we merge one of the three ideas into an existing bracha. And our practice is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that we take Malchios and we do that with Kedushas Hayom, which of course is not, it's very understandable because we know that Malchios is also part and parcel of Kedushas Hayom. We say Melech al Kol Aretz every single time we have a Shmon Esrei. So we now expanded the bracha of Kedushas Hayom to include the whole structure of Malchios. When we go through each of these three brachas, Malchios, which I said is connected to Kedushas Hayom, then Zechronos, then Shofros, so there's a certain pattern that we can notice. The pattern is very much connecting to, number one, establishing a principle, a premise, a yesod that relates to that theme, and then we proceed to quote Pesukim. These are all Mishnayos that talk about this in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara talks about what counts as a good pasuk for this theme, what doesn't count as a good pasuk. So the Pesukim are first from Chumash. We know we have Tanakh, Torah, right, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, but the order that we do is not Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, it's Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Rishonim asked the Kasha, exactly why don't we go in the level that we usually imagine, which is Nevi'im in a higher level than Ksuvim, and yet we do it differently. But we have three Pesukim quoted from Torah to establish Kakasa B'Sosacha, V'Nemar, V'Nemar. Then we have three Pesukim from Ksuvim, all which are from Tehillim. And then we say the idea of Adach HaNeviim, and we have three Pesukim from Neviim. And after we do that, now, in some cases, we add another Pasuk. We don't have to do just three, but you have to do at least three. When it comes to Shofros, you'll notice there's an extra V'Nemar. And that's the Haruka that we have at the end of Pesukim de Zimra, the last Haruka in the string of Harukas. So we have that after the three. So that's for the Ksuvim. Interesting what that's about. But you need to have at least three, and pretty much we do that. Three, three, three. But then we also close with another citation from Chumash. What's the idea? Why the structure? So the Rav explained it as follows. The idea of the three psukim is all in order to support the thesis. The thesis statement is what we start off with. We talk about Malchios, Aleinu Shabach, Alkein Nekala, Shechav Hashem Akeros, Mehebis Rezizecha, Kemalchus Shelchahi. Now we're going to prove that idea by quoting first Torah. We don't just quote it once, we quote it three times, because three times is a chazakah, and therefore it makes it more of a raya. And then we do it not just through Torah, we do it through Neviim and Ksuvim as well. Like we have a memor of the Gemara Megillah of Yochanan says, it's about Torah, kasa b'Torah, shonim b'Neviim, shosh b'Ksuvim. The idea is that you find it everywhere. So the purpose of the Pesukim are all to support the statement itself. And this is, you'll find this throughout. Zechronos, there's a thesis statement, Atazochem, Asi Olam. We go through the basic idea of Hashem remembering everything that ever occurred. And you remember Noach, Kakasa B'Sar Secha, and we quote that pasuk, and then the other two, in Torah, and then Ksuvim, then Levi. And so to a shofar, Hashem was Misgale, he revealed himself with the shofar, again, Torah, Ksuvim, Levi. Why the Seder, Torah, Ksuvim, Neviim? The Rishonim already tried to give terutzim, maybe David HaMelech came before the Neviim. The Rav thought that the answer would be, because what we're trying to show is that the idea is true through Torah, which is affirming that reality in the past. All the Pesukim of Torah talk about that theme in the past. And then, let's say, by Zechronos, you remember Noach, you remember the Avos, or you remember the Bris with the Avos, Mitzrayim. That is Shemayim HaSinai by Shofros, it's what was in the past. Ksuvim goes to the Hove, the present. The Neviim are all about that idea as projected into the future. So that's why it follows the order of Torah, Ksuvim, Neviim. That's what the Rav said. What about the last bracha? What's the role of that final 10th pasuk, which is back again from Torah? So, if you look at Zechronos and Shofros, it's quite clear that the pasuk that we come back to with Torah is mentioned in connection, incorporated within the last paragraph of the bracha, which is a bakasha that Hashem fulfilled the idea of this bracha in a positive way. So we say by Zechronos in the last pasuk, in the last paragraph, that Zechreinu b'tzichron tov lefanecha, remember us positively. And then we say, v'kayim lanu, as adav ha-shivtach tanu, fulfill for us that which it's written, v'sachar t'lev b'srishonim. So it's the pasuk is being used as a referencing for Hashem to fulfill the idea of remembering us. So it is with Shofros. We quote at the end of pasuk uskat uviyom simchasam adechem uskatem b'chatzotzros. We shouldn't discuss how you can use this pasuk. It doesn't say shofar; it says chatzotzros, but it, somehow it counts anyway. And we say that kabbish shofar gadol chavuseinu, and then bring us back to Yerushalayim and let us offer the korbanos, and we will be able to fulfill this pasuk. So the pasuk of Torah is always meant to merge together with the bakasha at the end of the bracha. However, when it comes to Malchios, it's something very interesting. What's the last pasuk that we do of Malchios of Torah? Shema Yisrael Shemokein Hashem Achad. Where does that appear? It doesn't appear in the paragraph, the closing paragraph of Malacha Kom Kol Bechodecha. Rather, it appears at the end of the previous paragraph. We just finished quoting Psukim from the Nevi'im. The last of the Psukim quoted is the Nemar Vo Moshim Behar Tzios Bezhar Esa Vaisa Shem Amlucha. Actually, that's the next to last pasuk. Then we have another pasuk. V'nem b'hayit shem ha'kohort b'yim shem ha'chad shem ha'chad pasuk in Zechariah. So that's the third pasuk of Nevi'im. U'besol ras ha'kosav reymar shema yisrael shem yishem ha'chad. And then the next paragraph, v'kidim kitzem loch kom loch v'adecha. So ma'ishna by Malchios, that the last pasuk that we do, which is Torah, we do it before the paragraph of the closing paragraph of the Bakasha, and Zechot HaShofros, the closing pasuk is within that closing paragraph. So the Rishonim point this out, and they notice that actually, because as we noted, the bracha Malchios is really being merged within the existing bracha that you have every Shmoneh Esrei B'Shoshana Tzidushes Hayom. And this paragraph of Okev Kev Melochem Kol Hodecha was actually recited all the tefillos of B'Shoshana, Arvis, Mimcha, Shachris. This is the bracha of B'Shoshana Hayom as well. So the way that Abidram says it, therefore he says, so that's not Malchios, that's the bracha of Bishas Hayom. But that's a hard way to put it, because the Maisa, it's Hainuhach, and that's why you see that it's, the Malchios is merged with Bishas Hayom. That's why Malchal Kol Aretz is there. Another way to say it, again, even though the Lashon Abidram is not quite mashma quite this way, but maybe to say it better, perhaps, is that they didn't want to change the Nusach from one tefillah to the other. In other words, the nusach of Melachim B'Chodecha is always the same nusach for all the Shmoneh Esreis. So to suddenly go by Musaf and to insert within that paragraph Uvesarascha Kasev Kamosha Kasev Shema Yisrael would make it different than all the other tefillos. So therefore, they left that paragraph as it's always read throughout the Shmoneh Esreis of Rosh Hashanah, and they put the Uvesarascha Kasev Reimer beforehand. But having said that, the Rav thought that we should still interpret the meaning of the significance and the role of that pasuk in the same way that we do by the other brachas. Namely, that when we say v'sarascha kasev reimer shema Yisrael, we're not just saying, okay, another pasuk. Rather, we're saying, given the fact that it says shema Yisrael, based on that, elokeinu b'kisei melacha b'chodecha. In other words, it's situated before the paragraph, but it's meant to segue right into the paragraph. So he would tell his bali tefillah, this is quoted in the Rav's Machzor as well, that rather than have everybody do their give the shots a break, they usually do it after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everyone does that, and then after a few seconds he starts. He would say, "No, wait, let him go right into the next paragraph, because really it's because Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. Therefore, Kemi Zem Melocha Kuvu Vadecha." So before he gets to Pesach Kasev Reimer, that's when everyone would do that little what do you call it exactly? But and then the chazan should go right from the pasuk. Okay, I don't think this is usually people that practice, but this is what the Rav thought, at least based on the, you know, the pshat that he gave to this, that the pasuk is what he meant to say. And he explained beautifully a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, actually a Mishnah, that the Gemara explains pshat in the Mishnah in a very interesting way. I spoke this out in the Shabbos when we were in Roman Bulas Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had a different way of incorporating Malchios in the Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah. His shita was that rather than merge Malchios with all these psukim in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, which is what we do, he says you merge it within the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, about the Kaddosh, about the Kaddosh. All these psukim and the themes of Malchios would be there. But he would agree that the tkios that we do, our Seder HaBrachos, this year we're not going to have tkios the first day, but the tkios that we do with, together with Shmoneh Esrei, that would wait for Kedushas Hayom. So you said the psukim, you did Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, without the Kadosh, but you did the tkios after the next brach. Right? So Rabbi Kiva retorts, Yochim Ben Uri, he says, Im eino tokeh le Malchios, lama hu maskir. If you're not doing the tkios by Malchios, because you're not doing it till the Kedushas Hayom, why are you maskir? So Gemara says, why are you maskir the psukim? What do you mean? We're supposed to mention the psukim. So the Gemara explains, the kasha was, why does he have to maskir 10 psukim, he should mention 9? Because ho v'ishtani ishtani. Since there's something different about this bracha of Malchios in Kedushas Hashem, that you're not doing the tkiyah, so you should also not do the 10th pasuk. And the obvious question is, what's the connection? Why? Because you don't have tekiyas shofar in that bracha of Kedushas Hashem, should you not do a 10th pasuk? What's the shayach? So the Rav says as follows. When we do tekiyos in the Shmoneh Esrei, right, in the Chazaras Hashat, and some people even do it in the Shtel Shmoneh Esrei, what's the vort? I mean, tekiyah is a mitzvah, tekiyah is a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah in the middle of your davening. Davening is davening. Mitzvah shofar is mitzvah shofar. What's... How does one connect with the other? The answer is, Kiyas Shofar merges within tefillah because it's a kiyum of tefillah. Because there's tefillah that you can articulate with your mouth, and there's a tefillah that is expressed through the sound of the shofar. And we see that from the language of the davening too. Hashem is a shomea ko shofar. He's a mazin trua. It's like a crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depth of your heart. The shofar itself is a kiyum of tefillah. So therefore, it's not like a foreign... you know, procedure that's happening within your davening. It's mamish akim, it merges within the tefillah itself. Now, why did Yochanan ben Nuri say not to be tokeya during the first three brachas? Why does he wait for the fourth bracha, for Kedushas Hayom, for the tkiyah? The answer is because the halacha is you're not supposed to be nevakesh, duba kasha, within the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. That's shevach, that's not meant for bakasha. There's a whole tumult. The fact that we say Zachreinu L'chaim, Michamocha, so the Gaonim discuss, how can we do that? Then they give their answers, it's Sochi Rabin, whatever it is. But really, fundamentally, the din is, you're not supposed to be Shod Tzvachav in the first three brachas. So therefore, tekiyos, which are an expression of Bakasha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, pouring out our heart, that waits till after the first three brachas. Says Rabbi Kiva, but since the 10th Pasuk, is really, its role is not just another quote to support a thesis. The 10th pasuk's purpose is in order to support a bakasha. And you're telling me you're not going to do tkiyas because you're not doing bakasha yet, because it's the first three brachas. So lama hu maskir, why is he maskir the 10th pasuk? That doesn't fit, because that's the purpose of that is to support a bakasha. And you're not doing tkiyas because you're not doing bakashas in the first three brachas. That's how the Rav went pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful idea. This is again his way of understanding the whole structure of the psukim. A few ha'aris in just the psukim that we quote. We can't go through every single pasuk, but one of the psukim that we quote, Malchios, from Nevi'im. Ko amar Hashem, Melech Israel v'goalo. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. The question is, the Gemara rejects certain psukim to count for Malchios, such as Zamru, we have this in Mem Zayin that we say before the Kiyas Shofar, Zamru Kim Zameru, Zamru Malkenu Zameru. Would that count for Ksuvin? No. Why not? Rashi explains, because All you've done is your Mamrech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one nation. Zamru l'malkeinu zameru. And that's not good enough. Malchus means it has to be Hashem's Melech over the entire universe, not just over one nation, not just Zamru l'malkeinu. That is a Gemara. So asks, I think the Shem Shmuel, others ask, how can you count this pasuk of Komar Hashem Melech Yisrael Begoalo as Malchus? It's just Melech Yisrael. You don't have here Melech HaKohola. So the Rav brought from his father, Rav Moshe Salveitchik, that he thought Melech Yisrael is different than Malkeinu, and he didn't explain exactly why. Melech Yisrael counts as Malchus. Then the Rav himself thought that the answer is because it's not counting as Malchus because of the words Melech Yisrael Begoalo. It's counting as Malchus because of what it says afterwards in the Pasuk. What does it say further in the Pasuk? Kom Hashem Melech Yisrael Begoalo Hashem Tzvokos Ani Shon Ani Acharon Vibaladai Ein Elokim. What does that mean? It means there's no other power in the world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like, for example, Shema Yisrael counts as Malchus. It doesn't say the word Melech. It's not about the word Melech. It's about the idea of Malchus. So therefore, it's no different and no less than Shema Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk counts. So when you say this Pasuk, the theme of Malchus is not just because of Malchus Yisrael. Maybe that would make it. But it's because Anivish of Niachara. That's one idea. In Zichronos, there is a Pasuk that we start off with Chumash. And that is the Gamis Noach Biavas Acharta. We introduced the pasuk with the background of Noach, that Hashem was going to destroy the world, and he remembered Noach, and that from Noach should be the continuation of humanity. If I were to give you the whole drasha now, we would be here well past Mincha time. But I can encourage you, if you wish. I have a maimer on this inyan, a very beautiful insight. It's in the new Bata Yosef, if you have it. In the back, you'll see, I think, a very beautiful perspective on what exactly is the significance of why we quote Noach here as the lead pasuk of Zichronos. It's also in English, in one of the old issues of Torah to Go. I don't remember how many years ago it was. So the same basic idea. I think it's an emesthetic avort. I just don't think we have the time to do it now. But Yishma Chacham, if you want to find it, you can locate it, and you can see what it is. It's important idea about what we're trying to invoke by quoting the pasuk of Noach. Okay, another ha'ara in Zichronos we have Dibei Kachacha Kasev Leimar Zecher Aser Niflos V'Chan Avracham Hashem. That's the first pasuk from Ksuvim in Zichronos, and the kasha is obvious. The Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tmima and Pirush and Siddur asks the kasha. Look at the Mefarshim in that pasuk. Rashi, for example, says what it means is that Hashem gave us an opportunity to commemorate His various neflos that He did for us. So we have the mitzvos that are reminding us of Hashem's chesed. So we have sitting in a sukkah face on sukkahs. This is the meaning of zechasu and neflosav. So the obvious question is, that's not zechronos. Zechronos is Hashem remembers. Hashem remembers us. He remembered Noach. He remembered the Kais of Mitzrayim. How can this count? He remembers the bris. Zechasu and neflosav doesn't seem to fit within zechronos. The Rav took this kasha very seriously, and as a result, he did the following. You see, the next pasuk right after this one, v'ne'emar, teref nasan li'rei av yisko lo'olam v'riso, that's perfect. But that pasuk is actually right after the previous pasuk. They appear in Tehillim back to back. So the Rav did the following. He quoted his first pasuk to be these two pasukim together, his first kasev leimar, that counts as one. See, he said the pasuk, but together with the one that comes after, without a v'nemar in between. Then v'nemar, the next one, v'yizkor olam v'riso. Then he add another v'nemar. V'nemar, zocha olam v'riso, dovet tziva le'elev dor, which is a perfect pasuk for Zichronos, which counts. So that's how the Rav, I'm not recommending, I'm just telling you, whatever you'll say, you'll say, this is what our master has, but chayre, the kasha should bother us. We mentioned before that in Shofros, after we have the three psukim of Ksuvin, Alokim Besruah Hashem Bekol Shofar 1, Bachatzos Kol Shofar Neach Hashem is 2, Tikkun V'Chodesh Shofar 3. So we read it 3. Suddenly V'Nemar, and we have the whole Kapitel Kuf Nun in Tehillim, Haruka Haruka V'Kotsho, Why do we need to add that? We already have, do the count. We already have three, and then it becomes the Nemar, fourth one. So the Rav thought that this is a different type of a Nemar than the others. We've proven our point already. We referenced three psukim from Ksuvin about Shofar. This is something else. This is an idea that when you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you break out in Shira. When they used to bring the Bikurim and they got into the Azara, they would say this Kapitul Tilim, Ha'uka Ha'uka B'Kadsho. A person, in the context of Shofar, we feel that we're Omed Lefnei Hashem, and therefore we're just breaking out in the song, and he would tell his Baal Tefillah that this V'nemar is a different V'nemar than the others, and do a nice tune for it in a different way to express the notion of Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just an expression breaking out in the Shira. It's not just another V'nemar with the same nusach of, same tune of V'nemar as the others. And sometimes you hear about the tree will do that. They'll do like something different for this V'nemar of Haluka, Haluka, V'katsho, because it's a different type of V'nemar. Something else that's not so known to people. We go after this to Nevi'im of Shofros, and we quote one pasuk, Kol Yoshevei Sevar V'Shochnei Aretz, that's what the Chizkor Shofar Tishmo, one. The Nema Vayobayim Toka B'Shofar Gadol, I'm sorry, Nevi'im, right? There's Nevi'im. Yishtoka B'Shofar Gadol, that's two. Now we have a third pasuk. V'Hashem Alehem Yera'eh, V'Yatzach HaBarach Chitzo, V'Hashem Okim B'Shofar Yizka, V'Alach B'Saros Teiman. So that's B'Shofar Yizka. And then we say, Hashem Tzvakos Yagein Alehem. And then, Kein Togen Alamcha Yisrael B'Shlomecha. This is all not one pasuk. Kein Togen Alamcha Yisrael B'Shlomecha is not a pasuk. That's us, right? So what is the pasuk and what is us? The pasuk is as follows. V'Hashem Alem Yira'eh is how the pasuk starts. The pasuk ends, V'Halach B'Saras Teiman. It's talking about the Asid Lavo, the destruction of Edom, and the Geula. So that's the shofar Hashem Ublo, V'Halach B'Saras Teiman, the demise of Edom. The next pasuk begins with the four words, Hashem Tzvakos Yagein Aleihem. So we could have stopped after Vesaros Teiman. Instead, we add half of a pasuk, which is not typical. We usually have been quoting full psukim. The Machzor Bitri points that out. He says, maybe you should take that out. Why are you saying half a pasuk? You already fulfilled your quote of psukim, and you said, Bahalach Vesaros Teiman, Adkan the pasuk. Now you quote half a pasuk from the next pasuk. So the answer that's given is as follows. I think the Farshim, I think, and the Machzor, Mati Ephraim, maybe I saw this. The answer, or Nishmas Adam maybe quotes it, that's the Chai Adam, that the reason why we quote the next half of Pasuk is because we want to make clear that the people that we're talking about in the previous Pasuk are the Umos HaOlam, that are being destroyed. So Hashem Tzvakos Yagin Aleihem is saying on Kal Yisrael. So that's indicating that what was before was the destruction of the Umos HaOlam. So Hashem Yagin Aleihem is on Kal Yisrael. But at the same time, we're saying half a pasuk. We don't want to normally quote half a pasuk. So we show that we're not really quoting it for a pasuk. We're quoting it as a bakasha. When you use a half a pasuk as a bakasha, that's not called quoting half a pasuk. Because you're not quoting the pasuk for a pasuk. You're just incorporating it like it's achus, like a so by adding kain tagain, so you should be protecting for Kari Yisrael always with your peace. It's showing that, but we quote Hashem Tzvakos, so it was also like part of a bakasha. Even though it was technically forward for a pasuk, it was being said as a bakasha. So we show that by adding our own words of a bakasha. So that's how the Nishmas Adam explains that. Okay, that's a little bit more about the Machzor, so everyone could hopefully appreciate better what they're saying. Thanks.